Phil Schaffer, the Flight Dynamics Officer. Phil, what is your job and what does that title mean? What is Flight Dynamics?
A Flight Dynamics Officer is the leader of a team in the Mission Control Center that is responsible for navigation, guidance, maneuver computations, and that kind of thing. We are responsible for where the spacecraft is in terms of its trajectory, responsible for where we want it to go. We're responsible for abort planning in that we must always be prepared to bring it back in case we get into trouble and can't continue with the mission. And our team is responsible for the preparation of the onboard guidance systems to do maneuvers to correct back to a nominal mission.
All right, now there is the official answer from the engineer in charge. You're the FDO, the Flight Dynamics Officer. Now let's discuss what all is in, what it entails and how it comes out in the crunch. The Flight Dynamics team, as I understand it, is the front row of flight controllers in the mission control room, or as has been referred to, the guys down in the trench. It's a little dark down there on the front row. Why is that?
That's preference. We like it dark because it enables us to see what is on the TV screens and is able us to see the event lights that signal us when things occur on board much more readily than it would if the thing was well lit up.
You're watching displays then?
Oh yes, we have two or three TV monitors on each of the consoles depending on which position, and we have banks of event lights that signal us when things correctly or incorrectly occur on board the spacecraft.
Now, you're not watching television pictures. You're seeing TV displays of data and graphs, aren't you?
Yes, these displays never are pictures. They are either analog, that is, graphs, if you will, where data is being plotted dynamically, or they are columns of numbers with legends beside them to tell us what each of the numbers are. And there are tens and maybe hundreds of different formats, different layouts that we can look at our own choice.
Now, we've heard astronaut after astronaut praise the Flight Dynamics team for putting them right on the money, for putting them right on target, and for your guidance of their spacecraft. Describe for me the sequence of events from a tracking station to the Flight Dynamics consoles and how you interpret that and then relay it on to the astronauts on a space mission.
We have a network of stations, radar stations, telemetry stations, scattered all around the world. They tend to be grouped around the equator or within 30 degrees latitude of the equator, but they do girdle the Earth. These stations keep track of the vehicle constantly, except when it's behind the moon or in between stations in Earth orbit. The radar is used in our computer system here at Houston to determine the trajectory that the spacecraft is on. It takes quite a bit of data, on the order of hours, to get a refined hack on the trajectory. And once we have the trajectory, then we evaluate that trajectory in terms of apogee, perigee, apocynthian, paracynthian, where it approaches the moon, in terms of where does it approach relative to where do we want it to approach. And if this combination is not satisfactory, the differences between what we're really on and what we really want, then we compute a maneuver with our computer system here, giving our inputs to computer operators downstairs, manning the computers, evaluate the recommended maneuver in terms of, does it take too much gas? Does it really satisfy the criteria? And this kind of thing. If it passes the test we put on it, then we accept this maneuver, generate a form, a maneuver pad, to relay to the crew, generate command loads to send to the onboard computers, and send all of these things up, verify that the onboard computers have got the data, the crew has got the data, they understand what they're to do with it, and then monitor down through the preparation and execution of the maneuver. Mm-hmm. And then we spend the next hour or so after the maneuver verifying that they did in fact do the maneuver right and we're now on a satisfactory course.
I think it's safe to say that you're the backup pilots right here on Earth watching your displays and charts and diagrams and computers.
Well, I'd say it even stronger than that because except for very rare instances, the pilots themselves cannot determine what they need to do. The guys in the trench do that. The pilots never know where they are or what they really need to do next. But the guys in the trench, it's their bread and butter.
Thanks very much, Phil Schaffer, the Chief Flight Dynamics Officer for Apollo 11. This is Rhett Turner. Phil, flight dynamics officers and others in the mission control are engineers. What kind of engineering background do you have to have, and do your men there who are running the mission control room have to have in order to be in this sort of work?
We are predominantly engineers, not all engineers. We, the guys here, we have civil engineers, mechanical engineers, electrical engineers, aerospace engineers, aeronautical engineers, mathematicians, and physicists.
What kind of background do you like to see in a flight dynamics officer?
It apparently doesn't make any difference, because we have seven flight dynamics officers in various stages of training, and they come from all of the disciplines. I think the thing that's important is that the guys come in with a desire to excel and with a technical background. You can't learn to do this job in school, so it doesn't, the school training and that kind of thing doesn't really help. So you come into this job and find out what it is and learn how to do it here. You need the mental discipline is the real requirement.
General engineering background, which is associated with aerospace techniques, I assume, and then a willingness to be trained in the particular mechanisms needed.
Yeah, aerospace or aeronautical engineering may give you 2 to 3 months lead on the guy that doesn't have it, and that's really about all it is, because it's so much of this stuff is non-related to the kind of thing you get in school that it really doesn't help all that much.
Well, flight dynamics is responsible for the tracking and the course, the navigation of a spacecraft, its state of readiness, the state of all its systems on board there, its rocket systems, how they should be fired. How many men does it take on each of your, say, 8-hour shifts in order to fulfill this very vital pilot backup function?
We normally have 3 operators per shift in the mission control center, a retrofire officer, the flight dynamics officer, and the guidance officer. The normal shifts are like Earth orbit coast, translunar coast, lunar orbit coast, that kind of thing. But in the high activity periods, like launch, TLI, or during the rendezvous, then we run in an extra guidance officer to take care of the extra computer that we always have up then. The high activity periods normally have 2 spacecraft computers active at the same time, and that's a bit much for one man. Mm-hmm. So we bring in the extra one. We never have more than 1 vehicle active at a time, so you only have to have 1 flight dynamics officer. You only have 1 abort plan at a time, so you only need 1 retrofire officer.
I get the impression from listening to the conversations between astronauts in space and the capsule communicator, another astronaut in the mission control room, that the astronauts are a little closer to the flight dynamics than to any other. Hey, you want than to any of the other consoles there. Why is it that there seems to be more rapport and more conversation with FIDO, with flight dynamics, than with the other elements of mission control?
Well, it's kind of hard to say, really. The astronauts tend to think in terms of trajectories. The flight dynamics officer thinks in terms of trajectories. A good bit of the pre-mission planning is done on a personal level between the crew and the flight dynamics officer and his team. The other people generally are not generally oriented. The systems monitors generally talk to the portion of the crew that's interested in that part of the system. But all of the crew are interested in trajectories, and we're all interested in trajectories, so we talk to each other.
I think the answer is the fact that you're all piloting. You're all looking ahead on where we're going and how we're going to get there.
Yeah, and it's important. You know, where am I now and where am I going to be in a little while from now? The other thing is a good many of our guys fly for personal pleasure and that kind of thing, but it helps, too, to fly because it gives us a certain amount of understanding with the problems of the crew because we do fly.
Thank you very much, Phil Schaffer. This, I hope, will give our listeners a bit of insight into what's going on when we hear astronauts talking to FIDO, to flight dynamics, about burns, trajectories, guidance and navigation, state vectors, and pads.
God bless pads.
Phil Schaffer, Chief Flight Dynamics Officer in the Mission Control Room in Houston. This is Rhett Turner. Phil, we've made jokes about it in the past, and we hear numbers after numbers after numbers being passed up to astronauts. We hear them reading them back, and we usually sort of fade down the conversation at that point in the air-to-ground communication in our broadcast and say, well, that's engineering data that they're copying. What is that? What is a pad?
A pad is a form that the crew has in blank, again with legends on it to tell them what the parameters are, that contains maneuver information describing what the maneuver they're about to do is, what its characteristics are, what the results are, generally why we're doing it, anything non-nominal about the execution of it, and a good bit of check data that they use to monitor how the computer is handling all of the inputs that we've sent them with the command system.
Why is it all in numbers?
Computers work in numbers.
That simple, huh?
It's that simple.
And when you say noun 25 and then you read off a long string of numbers, or verb 27 and a long string of numbers, that's telling something that goes into the computer or is to be read out?
Yeah, essentially that's correct. Noun 85 turns out to be delta V components displayed digitally, and when these are being displayed, there's two little windows on the computer display system that's flashing noun 85, and that's telling the crew what they're looking at right now. And we just correspond to that. We make our pads correspond to what the computer will be flashing at that point in its program.
Then the pad that we hear referred to all the time is this whole group of numbers concerned with some particular event.
Yeah, that's what it is. Quickly, a maneuver pad would have ignition time. It would have the delta V components. It would
relative velocity change.
Yes.
Delta.
Gimbal angles, that is what the little attitude ball inside the spacecraft should be reading at the maneuver attitude. It has a total delta V, which is a quantity that the computer gives back to them. It has a check star and the associated data to set up the optical system to find the star. It has burn duration time, backup delta V monitor parameter to put in to monitor the burn. A large group of quantities like this, mostly check and definition data.
And different pilots require different amounts of this information, I understand. Why is that?
Check data, definition data, generally provides confidence and convenience for the crew. And it, the more there is of this, the more air-to-ground time it takes. Now, some of the crews would rather have a little bit of inconvenience to preserve the air-to-ground time for other things, and other guys like for the ground to tell them what it's going to be like because they really want to know what the ground thinks should happen. And it's really pilot preference which way they want to go. The bad thing that happens out of this is that the pads change. The pad forms change as a function of pilots. And it takes a big harangue in between missions to get it sorted out, because after we've flown a mission successfully with one pad format, we kind of like to stay with it because it worked. But the pilots sometimes want different data, so we generate different data.
This gives them a visual, written out backup for things they're going to see in the computer.
Both in the computer and out the window and through the optics and during the burn itself, the majority of it is what they will see out of the computer, but not necessarily all of it.
Well, I hope that more or less covers the subject of a pad, Phil, and thanks very much for going through it with me, and I hope it communicated.
You're welcome.
Phil Schaffer, Flight Dynamics Officer at the Manned Spacecraft Center. This is Rhett Turner.